music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And now I want to welcome into the studio a teacher, Anna Ingle, a pupil, Ava Goulding, and another pupil, Amy Latton. And they're all from School Katrina Collini down the road here from us. And they're going to tell us all about the two girls are members of Corla Nanog. But before we talk to the two girls, I'm going to talk to the teacher, Ms. Ingle. Can you tell us a little bit about Corla Nanog and how this all came about?
Yeah, Corla Nanog is the Young People's Council. Corla means council, or it means advice. And the girls were invited the beginning of sixth class to go to represent our school to form a committee. And the girls were both successful, and they were chosen to continue on during the year. So each time the group meet, our girls represent the team. It was a very unusual event that both were chosen, because in general, the older girls from secondary get chosen and the younger girls have had their one session, but they go home. But they both were chosen, and we were extremely proud of both of them, and the school was so proud. It's a wonderful achievement. I think there are 31 Corla Nanog areas around the country, four based in Dublin. So our girls are in Dublin City Group. And they meet on occasion. The girls will tell you this year is it's about mental health. I think last year was homelessness. So it's to give a voice to children and teenagers under age 19 or 18, sorry, who can't vote.
Yeah. And mental health, it's a huge issue, especially among young people, unfortunately.
It is.
So we go over to Ava. Ava, tell us how you get involved with Corla Nanog, and what made you?
Well, we got told that we got chosen to go and... we got told that we got chosen to go and represent our school, and we both said that we'd love to do it because it seems really fun. But we went to this kind of like... It was like... what's it called?
AGM.
An AGM. And it was basically... There were like games, and then we got to the point and we had a vote. First it was an individual vote, and then it was your table all voted together, and then the mental health topic got chosen. There were three topics to choose from, and there was homelessness, mental health,
cyberbullying, and environment.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's cyberbullying. I covered that a lot as well. That's another serious, and mental health. What are sort of issues, Amy, around mental health would you be want to see?
Well, what I like about the mental health is that we get to help especially young people. So what I'd like to see being helped is those people who are getting bullied and have really bad mental health and are just being treated differently because they're different, and that can really lead to depression and self-harm. I like that area to be helped the most because it is a very big issue, not just in Dublin, but around the globe as well.
Yeah. Okay.
So I feel it's a very
sensitive and very important
issue.
So Ava, what do you think? What way would you like to see this going? And how can you influence the government, for instance, to get something done? What can you do?
Well, I think we're having an event in September. And we're hoping that a few people might show up, but it's basically it's just to make sure that people are fully aware of like what's happening, and then if more people are aware, then like the government will probably get notified about it.
So it's an awareness campaign you really want to see up and running. And he's going to be involved in that awareness campaign, or he's going to dictate to the people?
I think we're
going to
be involved.
A few people are being assigned to help at Boots, and other people are helping to spread awareness about the event.
Yeah.
So everybody has a different job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what jobs are you going to have, you girls?
Well, we have an upcoming meeting on Saturday where we will be notified about all the areas and where we're all going to be taking part.
So there's a meeting on Saturday.
Yeah. Yes.
How many times would you meet? Would you meet every week?
Maybe,
or?
No, we'd meet maybe twice a month.
Two or three times a month. Usually on Saturdays.
Yeah, a lot of the time on Saturdays, because they'd go from like 10 till 3.
Yeah.
Roughly.
That's a long meeting.
It's fun though.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Very. Great. And each meeting you discuss different aspects of what you want to see done about mental health. Is that right? Or is there other subjects you cover?
Well, some other committees and jobs who focus on mental health as well as us come in and give a little speech and interact with all of us. And it's very helpful with us as well to kind of help focus on mental health as well, because after all, we are young kids, so it's good to get an adult's point of view also. And these are professionals who have been doing it for God knows how long.
Yeah, because we did have one person in called Jamie Harrington. Yeah, and he taught us about like what he had. Like, he had depression a while, like when he was younger. He's only 19. So he was kind of, he put it in ways that we would understand, whereas like old people, adults, would would be putting it more in big words. And
so he suffered with mental health issues.
Yeah, he suffered with mental health issues.
So he was a better age group to tell you and talk about it. And he spoke about his own issues.
Yeah,
although it was very brave of him.
Yeah, he made it fun as well. He was very funny.
Very.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Okay, and listen, the meetings, are they all face-to-face verbal meetings, or can you just do anything online?
No. Well, we do have a social media site on Facebook and Instagram, and there are two people in charge of the social media site. But since there is a legal age for social medias, Ava and I are not able to do it because we are too young. But there is a guy named Callum who is on the committee who does it, and Meg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they look after the Twitter and the Instagram and the YouTube.
Yeah. We have a YouTube channel as well, I think.
There is a video about human rights, and then others
children
about
rights.
Children's rights, sorry. And other mental health videos. And there's a lot where you can also learn a lot.
One year they did environment as the topic, and they said they did a video on Dublin Bay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And the environment, that's another big issue with all the publicity about plastic in the ocean.
Littering
and stuff like
stuff.
That. I actually had school children in talking about that. It's great to see, Anna, the way children are getting involved with different things.
It is. And we have a positivity box. We were talking about that today. The girls were allowed to bring it back to the school. It's a little bit too adult, though, because most of the ideas came from older girls. So, for example, go to the cinema.
Yeah.
Like, our girls can't go to the cinema unless they're accompanied. So we were thinking that if our sixth class developed their own ideas for inside the container, so that we could leave it. We might have to give the box back, but we could make our own positivity box with ideas suitable for fifth and sixth class.
Yeah, so it's suggestions.
Suggestions to clear a gloomy day, like go out and have a walk. They can do some of them.
Yeah.
But a lot of them required money or freedom, and they have neither.
And that's why the parents come in. You know, and talking about parents, Ava, would you discuss the issues that you deal with in Carlin and Og with your parents or with your family?
Yeah, well, after every meeting, whoever's collecting me, either my mum or my dad, would ask about what we discussed that day, and then my sister just would not care. She just she wouldn't get involved at all.
Yeah, well, she probably has other interests herself. So it's a great achievement, isn't it? Fantastic achievement.
A wonderful achievement for
and
the girls.
Should be very proud of yourselves. When is the next meeting?
Saturday.
Oh yeah, you told me that already. And what are you? If there's any ideas that you're going to put forward.
Well, each meeting is very different, so we don't really know what to expect when we enter the room. But after, sometimes they do notify us about what's the next meeting about.
Yeah.
But they haven't this time, and so we don't really have much to say at the next meeting. But it's probably going to focus on some of the stuff that were in the last meeting.
Yeah, because okay. I got a timetable, I think. Might be, I've been for like the last meeting, but I know I got a timetable somewhere. And yeah. I think there's always people coming into, there's always different people coming in to talk about it to us.
So you'd have a guest speaker, more or less, and that the guest speaker would bring up a topic, talk about it, and then would you just question them?
Sometimes. Some people would be just too nervous, but other people.
Yeah, some people are very nervous coming into a radio station, but these girls aren't.
That's what we also focus on, is also to help the members of the Corla to speak up. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we do things called icebreakers. And there's loads of different icebreakers, which really helps everybody to speak up. Because when Ava and I first started, we were very shy. And as some of the youngest members on the Corla, it was very hard for us. So the icebreakers really helped. So now we are not afraid to speak our mind. And we have loads of friends.
And you said you were some of the youngest on the committee.
I am the very youngest.
You're the very youngest. Yeah.
I'm only a few weeks older than you, so.
Yeah, so.
And do you find it hard to be heard because all the others are older than you? Or?
Not really. They all have very similar personalities, like everybody does.
There are a few people who kind of shout out. Who kind of shout out all of their ideas, which are usually good ideas.
Yes, good. Yeah. They're the more like they'd be the more funny. Like they're the people that make everyone laugh.
But the organizers, like Mary, she makes sure everyone gets heard.
Yeah.
Which is also a good thing about the Corla, because everybody knows
everybody
that they get a
say.
Chance to speak their mind.
Everybody gets a say.
And this is run by Dublin City Council.
Yeah.
And I interview Dublin City Council a lot, and also a lot of councillors, local councillors. So have you girls got ambitions to go into government or to become a councillor? Or
I was thinking about being a therapist for a while. I still am, but just not that big.
A therapist?
Yeah.
What sort of therapy would you be interested in?
Mental therapy.
Mental therapy.
Yeah.
Very good. You'd probably have to go to college for that, would you?
Yep.
Okay, that's sort of put a dampener on that. As I said, it's a great achievement, and you must be very proud of them, Anna.
Yes, I definitely am. And you can see from the girls, they were chosen because they're both very articulate.
They are indeed, yeah. And they're not shy.
No, in a good way, in a confident way. So it has given them an opportunity to shine. it also has become, perhaps given them an awareness, because they're dealing with issues which are usually beyond their, I suppose, not their understanding, but it doesn't involve them yet, thank God. Yeah. But perhaps it'll give them ideas for the future, and it also makes the other committee members aware that it's not just the fifth and sixth years who have ideas, it is the first, second, third years. There can be problems at any age. It doesn't start necessarily at age 16. So it's wonderful to get for the girls to get a voice. It'll give them great confidence for the future if they're debating in secondary school or anything like that.
Yes, it is. It's the whole learning, it's all education again. And are you looking forward to the meeting on Saturday?
Yeah.
Yes.
And where are these meetings held?
In the Woodkey venue.
Yeah.
In the corporation office. It used to be the corporation county council offices now.
Yeah.
So have you planned on anything? Is it going to say or
no.
I just like to bring C brought up now.
We haven't been told what we're doing, so
just play it by ear.
But I think we're going to talk a bit about the Lord Mayor, because a few of us have been asked
Amy's
to interview.
Going to go interview the Lord Mayor.
I have been asked to interview the Lord Mayor alongside another member named Sam. He is our chairperson, and on the 28th of June we will be interviewing him. And I think they have pre-made questions, so on the 23rd, which is Saturday, she's hopefully going to give us the questions that we should ask him.
Well, you could tell the Lord Mayor that you were in Near FM, because he used to be involved with Near FM a few years back. So there, tell him you were being interviewed in Near FM, and he'd be very interested in that. Right, listen, Ava Goulding and Amy Latton, thank you very much for coming in to me, and Anna Ingle, who's their teacher, and I know by the look on her face that she is very, very proud of them. Is there anything you'd like
absolutely.
To add?
Absolutely. No, no. It's just a wonderful opportunity for them. And it was great for the school.
Yeah.
Great for the school to be aware of what's happening elsewhere.
And the way schools have changed since my day. It's amazing. Yeah. You know, the things that they get involved in.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, well, listen, thank you all.
This is 90.3.
This is Real FM.